Ryan Rodriguez Show.
What's your thoughts for they become words? What's your words for they become actions? What's your actions for they become habits? What's your habits for they become your character? And what's your character for it becomes your destiny? What we think we become.
Good energy and good vibes to listeners around the world. That was none other than Meryl Streep portraying Margaret Thatcher in the Academy Award-winning film The Iron Lady. I am filled with joy being able to connect with you guys once again, and the reason I chose to incorporate this dialogue from the film is because today on the show we are going to talk about the importance of creating. The importance of creating whatever you want to create, whatever it is that you are passionate about. It is important to always do it with persistence, love, and happiness. And this is how an idea can transform coming out of those three things. An idea is something that fuels your mind, igniting energy with thoughts, and those thoughts, as Margaret Thatcher would say, they become your words. Words become actions, and actions become habits, and so forth. I believe we all have life-changing ideas that sometimes may be sparked out of necessity, boredom, passion, love, etc. The ideal thing is to carry that idea towards fruition. In other words, making the non-physical become physical, making what could seem impossible attainable, turning what is just a dream into reality. There is a lot of young entrepreneurs out there that are coming up with ideas that are often sabotaged due to the I want it fast mentality, which is not to blame. In this modern world of today, with social media and a million how-to videos, we forget that the things that are going to make our dreams happen are not the likes or the followers, the virtual or non-physical things. We seem to not realize that in order to make ideas successful and projects attainable, we have to produce action, energy, and motion. We also cannot forget that before any great idea was launched into reality, there was always doubt, fear, and rejection. We need to embrace those things because there won't ever be growth without them. Who knows? You might be on the edge of launching a national product, or it might be the start of a local owned business. Get creative. One thing that you can't ever forget is that there is space for everyone to thrive and also for anyone to exceed. I can say that there is definitely a reward to those people that have an idea and are willing to sacrifice parties, enjoyment, sleep, happiness, and even holidays to make their project come true. We often don't realize that how much you serve your project will determine how much more it will serve you. The beauty of solving problems and creating solutions to them, or even just creating for fun, can shape your mind into believing there is always an alternative to everything.
Rodriguez Show.
I am currently in the brainstorming process of creating a pastries business with a dear friend of mine, and the idea for this podcast came along from the inspiration of the hours of talking and sharing ideas with each other, which is the most valuable thing. Believing you can do it and starting ahead is always beneficial. For example, many movies take years before they hit the big screen. That means it is long hours of teams that are writing the script, rigorous hours of training and execution for the actors, time coming up with locations, tailoring, cinematic effects, and more. One example is the movie Frida, which took Salma Hayek 8 years to create before it premiered in 2002. She worked alongside a director which can remain unnamed. You guys can look him up. But the valuable thing is that the idea for this movie came from the passion, love, and admiration she had for this iconic Mexican painter. Salma describes this film as one of her most prestigious jewels, not only because Salma is playing the role of Frida herself, but also because she was one of the producers. This was a huge milestone for Salma, coming from a time in Mexico where the film industry was non-existent. making novelas in Mexico, people didn't think she could star as the protagonist of a Hollywood movie, much less be the driving force of production. To their surprise, it also earned her an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress, making her, at that time, the only Mexican woman to be up for that category. Nowadays, Yalitza Aparicio also holds that title for her recent work in Alfonso Cuarón's movie, Roma. I say this to state that no matter how big your idea may seem, no matter how unreachable your dream may seem, we have to embrace starting small. No matter how long it takes to, you know, produce whatever you wanted to produce. No matter how long its fruition comes. I always wanted to put my thoughts into something that was beneficial and impactful, and I'm very sure there's a lot of other young adults that want the same. It is time to make those thoughts make sense with what's valuable and make the connection to developing its reality. It is in this time that we are responsible for our reality, responsible for our actions, responsible for our habits, responsible for our character, and responsible for our destiny. Yes, our own destiny. It is not about gaining money or fame. It's about creating something and putting your all, putting 100% blood, sweat, and tears into it. We have to be careful on the way we reflect on our failures, losses, and mistakes. We have to know that we need to learn from that. And it's about saying yes when everyone else is saying no. It's about staying firm, looking straight ahead without looking left or right, and moving forward. You never know when you might get there, but all you need to know is to never stop. It's about the process, the invention of the creation, the struggle, the little things that will affect the outcome. It is always important to know that every great master started at zero. Every great master was once a beginner. To be honest, to be quite frank, I have never baked a cake in my life. Well, maybe once, long, long ago. But in this, we reflect that knowing that you are capable of learning and executing what's necessary to uphold the qualities to make your work successful. And those qualities such as, again, persistence, love, and passion for what you make will make baking a cupcake, a pie, a cake, or anything else seem small, but definitely important, and that's the starting point. We're often addicted to so many things that can hold us back, make us give up. Comfort can be one of them. But in order to have more comfort, we have to give some up. Stand up. Dream, get creative. And be the ruler of your destiny. And with that, we conclude this episode. It was a very important part of dialogue inside of my head that I wanted to create for you guys. Remember, we all have the ability to change the world with our minds, and our minds can be renewed. I will see you guys next week with more content that will hopefully spark a thought that can change your life. Have an awesome weekend.
Rodriguez Show.